Back to your calls very shortly, but lucky enough to have Corey Wingard, the South Australian Minister for Sport, available for a couple of minutes. So let's go straight to him. Welcome to you, Corey. Thanks a lot for joining me.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dwayne.
So the borders will stay shut. What does that mean for teams travelling from other states to SA? Does it mean that a Victorian team who goes to WA for 14 days or 20 days to play over there can then come through SA on their way back, a Collingwood and Geelong in the instance where we've got coming?
Yeah, have to get that clarified from health, but the situation is that a Victorian team coming into South Australia would have to quarantine for 14 days before they could play. That's something that health would be very keen to work through with the AFL. So if your suggestion is they head to WA and play out of a bubble there and sort of quarantine in a bubble in WA before coming through Adelaide, that's something that health would have a look at, but that would be something that could potentially be on the cards, yes.
Okay, which is great news because that does look like a pretty good possibility. What about teams that aren't coming from Victoria? They're free to come to South Australia, fly in, fly out and play?
Yeah, the announcement that was made today was that our plan and our intention through SA Health and what's called our transition committee as we work our way out of this COVID situation to a COVID-safe environment was to open all our borders on the 20th of July. But the decision made today by that transition committee was not to open to Victoria. We understand they've still got some tough times ahead and they're doing all the work they can to get on top of it. But given the work South Australians have done and everything they've done to make sure that we're in a good position, we want to make sure we have the focus on the health and safety of South Australians at the forefront. So that's the decision that was made today.
Yeah, so in essence, the Swans, the Giants, they can fly in and fly out from New South Wales. That's fine. Well, up from July 20?
Yep, and the Queensland teams, obviously, but with Port and the Crows having been up there and played them, I don't think that would be on the cards for the AFL. So, yeah, Sydney and the Giants could come in.
So Port and Adelaide come home at some stage in the next couple of weeks. They don't have to quarantine, I presume. They'll be fine because they've been in Queensland and they could even drop into New South Wales on the way home and still not have to quarantine when they get home.
Yep, that would fit under the rules as it stands. It's just the state of Victoria is the concern. Yep. That's where, again, we know there's been a rise of numbers. And as you talked about the combinations and permutations about teams coming via Sydney to South Australia, that they would have had to have quarantined somewhere out of Victoria for 14 days before coming in would be the strong consideration there.
So, in essence, the Gold Coast couldn't come down to Geelong, which they're doing this weekend, and play Geelong in Geelong and then fly to Adelaide to play because they've been in Victoria, correct?
That would be the concern of health, yes. So that wouldn't fit the model they're looking at. And again, this is all being discussed through health and the AFL. You know, we want to do all we can to keep the season ticking along. But as I stress, and as our health official here in South Australia has stressed, it's about the health and safety of everyone. And having done such a great job, you know, that's what they're very much focused on.
So is a hub in SA a possibility? Would you like to house teams in SA for a period of time from Victoria?
Yes.
Of course. And would Victorian teams be able to play Victorian teams? So could North Melbourne and St Kilda come and hub in Adelaide and play in Adelaide against each other whilst they're in quarantine?
Yeah, that would have to be worked through, again, with health. That was something that was discussed right back at the start when we were trying to get the season underway. And there are a number of combinations and permutations that were being played through there as well. So, again, it would have to be a discussion that's had around the table, the AFL and health officials, to do that. I wouldn't be ruling anything in or out. It would be a matter of putting together a plan and protocols that would keep the AFL and health authorities happy and comfortable. That's where that would stand at the minute.
Yeah, so the situation is such now that even though the Crows and Port Adelaide were due to come to Victoria to play in round 6 and 7, that now looks, the way we're chatting, Corey, just off the top of our heads, it looks extremely unlikely that they'd come to Victoria and play. They'd either, you know, go to New South Wales and then go home or go straight home from Queensland.
Yeah, that's the early indication, I think, out of the AFL as well. Look, it's their draw, it's their process, and we'll work with them on that and help wherever we can. But again, from a government's point of view and an SA Health point of view, people's health and well-being is at the top of the tree. So that's our number one concern. You know, on the back of that, we had the SNFL start up last weekend, and that worked wonderfully well. We have, you know, trialled the crowds, of course, for the showdown a couple of weeks back now. So things are going very, very well here in South Australia. We always touch wood when we say that. We know the virus is still out there, and we know that it's, you know, still in Australia, still in the world. So everyone is really conscious of that. When we talk to all of the sporting organisations in our state, and I know everyone would be doing the same, it's making sure that we have the processes and protocols in place, and complacency doesn't creep in. That's something we're really conscious of here in South Australia. So everyone's doing as much work as they possibly can. It's a really tough time. We understand that. We feel for the people in Victoria. You know, it is really, really difficult. I know we've had a number of health officials go across helping out with the work that they're doing over there, and we hope, you know, they can get on top of this as soon as possible. The one thing that's also rolled out here, Dwayne, in this, and it's been quite fascinating to be a part of and working with different groups along this journey, is things change very, very quickly. And we know that our health officials in the country are all working together, and you know, some good things that have worked here we hope can work in Victoria as well, so that they can get on top of it really, really quickly. And you know, that could change the landscape again. But the decision today was, you know, the opening of borders to all states from the 20th is going ahead, except for Victoria. So that will keep being monitored and progressed, and hopefully things move quickly in the right direction for everyone in Victoria.
And Adelaide Oval crowds, what's the progression there? You have allowed crowds for Sandfall games. You haven't had any AFL games to have crowds to. But if there was a game in South Australia in a fortnight's time, what would the crowd be allowed?
Yeah, look, we had 2,000 for the showdown, of course, so that was a good taste of it. I think we're the first state back to actually have some crowd there. It was funny, and no surprise to you, the Port Adelaide supporters made a stack of noise, and even with, I think there was some 1,495 of them there, that the players said it sounded like there was the usual 40,000. So that was good. And again, crowds back at the sample on the weekend. We had two doubleheaders, so that was exciting. I was there for that as the crowds filed in, and they were all really happy to be back. And I happen to go to a twos game as well, so there's a few hundred people at a reserves game out at Elizabeth, and people were just happy to have football back. Community clubs as well went past a few of those games on the weekend, and it was just great to have footy back in our state. So that's all positive. It is changing week on week. So again, the sample will have another doubleheader this weekend at the Adelaide Oval, and then the crowds will keep rolling back. We've gone to a one per 2 square metre rule here in South Australia, as opposed to the 1 per 4 square metres that we were before. So that started as of Monday, which has put more people into the restaurants and the pubs, and also into sporting venues. So look, we're monitoring it each week, but the numbers are starting to flow back. And yeah, if we were to get an AFL game back here in the next couple of weeks, we'd be hoping for a far more substantial crowd. And if that were put on the cards, I think significant numbers would be looked at there.
So essentially, like the 17th, which is 3 weeks' time, would you allow 25,000? And when are you thinking that 50,000 might be allowed?
Yeah. I'm not jumping the gun on that. Again, I'm following health's lead and health's advice on that, and they are looking at it daily. I remember going back again right to the start of all this, and if you'd said, you know, in early July that we'd have, well, you know, one footy up and running, two crowds as well, I probably would have said you're joking. So things have moved quicker than what we thought if we go back to when this all first started. So, you know, I would be optimistic that, you know, we would be pushing back to at least 50% crowds, if not more. But that would just be me personally. Again, it would be a matter for the transition committee, the state coordinator, which is the police commissioner, and also the chief public health officer, who've been doing a great job.
WA have been vocal about a grand final there. Corey, do you want to join the chorus there and just let everybody know that 55,000 at the Adelaide Oval should be the correct grand final crowd if a South Australian team finishes higher on the ladder?
You know how good it would be, Dwayne. It would be absolutely sensational. The state would be buzzing. People would love to come here. It's a really great venue. And you probably haven't been back in the last few weeks to see the hotel that's evolving. You may have seen some pictures on telly or even online, but get online and have a little look at this. But the hotel that's wrapping around the eastern grandstand there is looking absolutely amazing. And we think there's some really great opportunities with this. It's going to be finished mid to late September is the date. And it could be the ideal scenario that if you were bringing teams in from interstate, he'd go straight into that hotel. They would have that facility. You could bubble off the oval, for want of a better term, and they would be right there ready to go in the perfect scenario. So this hotel wrapping around the Adelaide Oval, the Oval Hotel as it's been named, will be sensational. And looking further ahead to the summer of cricket, I know conversations are already in place with India again and looking at trying to bring them out and following again all the health rules and regulations there. But the potential to be able to bring them in, quarantine the players or a squad in the Adelaide Oval Hotel and still allow them to train and prepare and do that stuff whilst they quarantine has got a lot of upside. So that's being explored very heavily as well. So the Oval could be the perfect facility, I think.
Great stuff, Corey. Great to have that update. Everybody now aware of what the AFL can do when it comes to their scheduling for rounds 6 and 7. Thanks a lot for your time. I can't wait to get there and say hello.
Look forward to seeing you. Good to chat, mate.
Corey Wingard, South Australian Minister for Sport. So there it is as it stands right now. Teams can quarantine in Perth and with a little tick and a rubber stamp, they will be able to drop into SA on the way home. They are looking at that right now, and that's one thing the AFL will consider with the fixturing of round 6 and 7 and 8 and 9. Is that the best way to go? So Collingwood and Geelong, who are headed to Perth, will be dropping in maybe to SA on the way home. Your calls again after the break. Ian, Phil, Theo, Dennis and Russell. Straight to you as Midday Madness continues.